Welcome to Take on the Lake. I've got a story for you.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Take on the Lake. I'm Nathan Bechtold with Lake Expo. Thanks for joining us. This episode, we're talking boating this episode and a lot of things related to boating. So we've got two people in the studio. Today we've got Chris Stockton, aka Captain Cupcake.
Hello.
Shout out to people, yes. And then we've got Steve Benefield with Breakaway Boat Rentals and Focus Marine Foundation.
That's right.
Shout out to the people, Steve.
Yep. Hey, people.
All right. Very nice. Good job. And I forgot to say, Chris owns Upstream Towing Company and is a licensed towboat captain on Lake of the Ozarks. And we're going to talk a little about towing boats, which is not really an interesting topic to a lot of people, but it is, trust me, an interesting topic. And then we're going to get into some of what Steve does with the Focus Marines Foundation. So Chris and I have a relationship because of Upstream Towing and the Lake Expo membership, XTO, that is about 700 boaters strong now. People are XTO Captain Club or Admirals Club members. And XTO is basically the Don't Worry Boat Happy Club. That's what we talk about all the time. It's the worry-free boating club where we turn captains into heroes when the breakdown happens. It's not if, right, Chris?
It is when.
It is when. Yeah, it's That's when sure. the breakdown happens. So Chris swoops in and saves the day. And then because people are an XTO member, the tow is free. Average tow can be like $700 or more. So it's a good buy. So like people can join XTO and their tow can be free if they like break down on the lake, run out of gas, run the battery dead, all the things that just happen when you're a boater. Again, it's not if, but when. So we've been running XTO for several years now. Chris has towed our people some over the years. And this year, Chris launched Upstream Towing Company. How's the launch been so far?
It's been amazing.
Yeah.
More well received than I thought.
Good.
That was gonna be kind of a slow, steady start, but it seemed like the day I turned the phones on, they just went.
Yeah.
And that's just where it's been.
If people are boating, then people's boats are breaking down.
For right? sure.
It's just the way it goes.
It's a brand new boat, doesn't matter if it's a 60-year-old boat. Ship will happen.
Yep. Ship will happen. It's the bust out another 1,000 acronym, right? BOAT, right? It just happens. So that's good business for you. And it's good. We're taking care of our people that are members. So again, people join XTO Captain's Club. And then not if, but when you break down at some point, maybe not this year, you may have an uneventful summer, but you're going to run the battery dead at some point. You're going to be coving out. And you didn't think about it, but you left the battery running, all the different things that are going to speakers or whatever else. And then you go to start it and click, 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 click.
This guy's done that.
That's actually confession
where I first
hour.
Met Chris.
Really? You guys met because your boat broke down.
Yes, that's
I love
correct.
It. Yep. That's perfect. So great. We have a testimonial right here. And so, but Chris tows people that are not XTO members too. So XTO is the Lake Expo membership. Like I said, no reason not to join that. But Chris, you tow anybody and everybody.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, obviously it's better for your pocketbook if you have an XTO membership. But if you don't, I'll still show up to get you. We also have packages for boat rental companies, for charter right. captains, for service centers. I mean, if it's on the water, some shape, form, or fashion, we have something for them.
Right, right. So, yeah, you save the day for folks when you show up. In the bright orange
That's
Upstream
right.
Center Con. I love that thing, man. It's a good boat. It kind of matches the Lake Expo boat, actually, because the Lake Expo boat's a Donzi Center Con, so they're kind of side by side. They look good.
They
look good next to each other.
They have similar footprints on
yeah.
the lake.
Yeah. And people are going to see them next to each other, actually. Good segue here, because this is the first year we were excited to announce this a couple weeks ago. Upstream Towing Company and XTO have partnered with the Shootout to be the official towing partners of the Shootout, both for the X Insurance Offshore event that's, as we're recording, that's coming up like in a few days.
For sure.
And then the Shootout that happens in August. And what that means is Chris has actually dedicated his towboat to being on the race course, because sometimes stuff happens, especially actually more in the upcoming races, like in the actual world, yeah. there's a bunch of boats and they're going around the circle than on the Shootout itself. But either way, boats break down, like the racers can break down. And when that happens, they need somebody to haul them off the course. So Chris is going to be out there in XTO. We've kind of facilitated like making this happen. So we're excited to like just be out there promoting Upstream, promoting XTO. And promoting happy boating, actually, mm-hmm. is the end
yeah.
of the day.
What did they say? Worry-free boating?
Worry-free boating, man. That's right. That's what we do. And so you'll see Chris out there just kind of just kind of puttering around the, not on the race course, but, you know, near it.
This weekend coming up, I'll be right on the center course.
Yeah.
Every time those boats make their rounds.
Oh, yeah. You're going to be in the middle, right? In the middle of the loop. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Of course. So, and then the crazy stuff always happens on the turns, too. That's what we've discovered. Our photographers over the years are always like, you know, the wild stuff and just the great shots because they're like, you know, kind of throwing, you know, wake around the side as they're doing around the bends and all this stuff. So, anyways, you may want to hang close to the turns. Just a little tip there. But yeah, so Chris will be out there in the orange boat. So wave at him if you see him, you know, wave at the Lake Expo boat. And we'll see folks out there. And then you're actually partnering with the Support Our Troops Poker Run, which is this for weekend too. Yeah. Right? So talk about that for a second.
So Friday, June 20th, is coming up Friday. Big Thunder is doing the 2025 Support Our Troops Poker Run. They're all meeting at Dog Days. You can go on their website and get registered. I think it's like $150 to sign up. All the contributions to that goes to the Heroes Foundation.
Yeah.
So there'll be a bunch of people that's entered their boats over at Dog Days Friday morning at 8 o'clock, and there'll be military families and personnel down there, and they get to pick boats to hop on, and then they get chaperoned around doing the poker run and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And what Upstream's going to do is all the participating boats out there running around with military families or personnel participating, if for whatever reason they need some type of vessel response, if they run their battery down at a dock at one of the stops or run out of gas or whatever, that's what Upstream is going to be out there for on Friday for the poker run.
Nice.
Their services will be donated to the boats participating in that run with military families on board. So
nice. Cool. That's great. Yeah. I mean, I think this is the first year, I may be wrong, somebody can correct me, but that the Support Our Troops Poker Run has kind of connected with the shootout. I think this is their first year to do that, which is cool because the shootout later, like the shootout later, has the annual poker run that's part of it. So this is a cool way. The Support Our Troops Poker Run has been around the lake for quite a while, but so it's connected up with the shootout. Again, Exto and Upstream are connected with the shootout this year. So that's a cool kind of additional thing that you're going to be doing out there, just helping folks just
keep
if they bring
bringing everybody together. Somehow we just keep looking back like, hey, we're connected. We're connected.
It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. And then I know Support Our Troops Poker Run 2 this year, which this is just a shameless plug, really, but our friend Michelle Leisman with her Move with the Military app. We just helped announce that this week too, which is a really cool app. People ought to check that out if you're military.
Sure.
It helps you move, like relocate, because military life involves being uprooted over and over and over and over again. And so she's got a pretty cool app going that helps people kind of connect with their new communities and all that kind of stuff. So check out the Move with the Military app as well, obviously, as Upstream and Exto and all the things and Breakaway Boat Rentals. But what's your military connection? Talk about that just for a second. And then we'll kind of like work that in with what Steve's doing and all that stuff. Like, why the interest there?
Well, I'm a Marine, as everybody knows. Once a Marine, always a Marine.
Okay.
There's no X's or was or anything. We're still there. That's a title for life. But I was an F-18 mechanic, and that's always been near and dear to my heart.
From when to when?
From 2000 to 2003.
Okay, got it.
So that was a pretty good time.
Yeah.
And then when I moved here to the lake in 2001, started working on the lake, towed some boats around for a few years, and then started Upstream towing. And like I said earlier, it just took off and ran.
Yeah.
Super excited to have my own thing going.
That's great.
And for way too many years, I've said, I'm going to figure out some way to, you know, give back, figure out something to be tied in with the military family still. And then now that I'm calling my own shots in my own business, I can make that reality.
Okay. That's cool. It's good to be able to connect the things that you're passionate about in addition to just your business, like with the work you're doing, right? So I appreciate that. That's pretty cool. And then, wait, were you going to add something to that as well?
I was just going
to, okay.
You know.
Yeah, I was going to say, so like Steve has been sitting very patiently as Chris and I have this conversation.
He's a very interesting guy.
He is an interesting guy. He's got a cool background.
He's a natural, yeah.
Yeah, he is. But so Steve, tell us, first, give us a little plug for Breakaway Boat Rentals. You guys do boat rentals on Lake of the Ozarks. Good brand, right?
We do. We're at mile marker 19. We deliver the boat, pick up the boat for free. As long as you're between 13-mile marker and 26-mile marker.
Okay.
We do charge a little extra if you're outside of those boundaries.
So you focus specifically on dropping the boat off at the dock of somebody that wants to rent it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What do y'all have, like your fleet, what does that look like?
They're low boats, most of them. We just bought a brand new Avalon this year, so we're just getting the feel on that. Not sure we're going to, you know, keep up with Avalon or low, but they've been working so far.
Nice. Yeah. Okay, great. So yeah, this is for your clientele are people that are like, rented a vacation home down at the lake. Obviously, they don't have a boat. Boat didn't come with the rental. That's not super surprising, and they need a boat, And you'll literally just be like, it'll be at the dock at whatever time in the morning.
Okay. That's right.
Nice. Yep. Nice. That's good.
And that's, you know, there's not too many, there's a few of us out there that do this, that offer this service, but there's not many.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. I mean, that's super convenient too for people that are vacationing and time's limited and you want to just get on the water and maximize your time on the water and then get back to the dock, right? And like, you know, spend the rest of the day, go make dinner, like do the other things you're going to do. So that's, that, I like the business model.
Right. Yeah. They don't have to drag the coolers there, the kids, all that stuff that goes with it. Yeah.
That's great. Straight to you. So talk about Focus Marines Foundation a little bit. I'm going to learn some things in this conversation, actually. So I actually like, I do a little background, but also just kind of going into conversations going, well, listen, I know nothing. And so you tell me, what do I need to know about Focus Marines
Foundation? Well, I probably need to go into my background a little bit.
Okay, yeah.
How I got here. But I entered the military in 94 and just retired a couple years ago. I was a Navy chaplain, but most of my time was with Marines. Marines don't have their own docks or corpsmen, so they are chaplains.
We just walk it off.
They just, you know, because everybody's a combatant in the Marine Corps.
Right.
You know, everybody's a rifleman, right? So anyway, I spent most of my time with Marines. Well, I deployed in 2012, came back changed. And that change lasted for about a decade. And people kept telling me, Steve, you got to go get help. You got to go get help. And I refused because I was the Navy chaplain.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I was just scared to do that.
Yeah, sure.
You know, so because people were looking up to me and wanting me to counsel them and different things like that. But anyway, right before I retired, just a couple days before I retired, I attended Focus as a participant, and it changed my life.
Hmm.
And it changed my life, or changed my relationship with my wife and my kids. And I just, you know, the Focus Marines Foundation was started to help veterans get more out of life than they're already getting.
Hmm.
You know, if veterans out there, they have addictions going on, they have toxic relationships, depression, anxiety, different things like that, this program is for them. Yeah. And it's not just about Marines. It was started by Vietnam veteran Marines, but 75% of every class that goes through, and we got four classes a year that goes through every quarter, and 75% are Marines, and the other 25% are made up of soldiers, airmen, and sailors.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the experience like for somebody that's getting connected, realizes maybe I need something like this in my life? Like what should they expect?
It's not just intense work. Like you really get a self-examination of yourself. And I like to tell people, how many times in your life do you really get to focus on yourself?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the program's 7 days long, and there are a couple days, you know, that we go out on a lake fishing. There is some, you know, time for that kind of extracurricular stuff, but most of it's intense. Like just taking a magnifying glass to our lives.
Mm. Mm. What about, I mean, what was the year that you got connected with Focus? You said it was just not very many years ago, right?
It was, so this would have been February of 23.
Okay. Okay.
So pretty recently.
And it changed everything for you. I mean, tell me a little more about that.
It changed everything, but you know, there's still struggles. I'm not perfect.
Sure.
And you know, but it gave me the tools to move forward in life. You know, I can always go back and review, and I get to go to, I'm a Focus mentor now.
Mm-hmm.
So I go back once a quarter and help the veterans coming through there.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, you're welcome to share as much or as little as you want to, but like I'm on the outside looking in a situation like that. I've not served in the military. So even when you say I came back changed, like I have an idea of what that can mean, but I've not really walked through anything even remotely close to that. So can you help me understand that a little more? Like changed how, or changed, like what kind of person did you want to be but couldn't be, or whatever? Like what did that actually look like for those years before you got connected with Focus?
I lost my smile.
Okay.
I lost my smile. And it was a difficult deployment for us. We lost a lot of brothers over there.
Mm.
We've lost a lot of brothers over there since we came back from suicide. So it's just bothered me a little bit. And, you know, I resorted to other things than, you know, seeking God out, you know, things that I shouldn't have. But going to Focus really, really helped me. And that was a gift to myself, and it was also a gift to my wife.
No doubt. No doubt. Yeah, because I mean, you see that, again, even just on the outside looking in, that the person that's the closest to you suddenly going, well, wait, who is this?
Right.
And having to deal with that in their own way and not know if change is going to happen ever, or what that will look like, or is there any going back, you know, or is, you know, what does going forward actually even mean? So,
and let me, can I just say this one thing?
Yeah.
You know, half the participants, if not more than half, have experienced some kind of trauma in their lives that's not combat related. So you don't have to go through combat to come here to Focus to work on something in your life. I just want to stress that, because a lot of, you know, people, we're not seeing many people in combat right now, you know, but they do have some things in their life that they need to work through.
Right, right.
Yeah.
What are like some things that you, like common trends that you see with people that come to Focus this way and leave this way? See what I mean? Like, can you characterize that a little bit? Like maybe things that they're freed from, or ways that they might say, man, I'm changed in this way because of this. Like, do you hear that kind of feedback?
Well, on the first day somebody comes to Focus, it's like a get to know you type event. So they come, they get there on Saturday, we, you know, go to bed, wake up on Sunday, and that's the get to know you day, son. Mm-hmm. And there's a sense of heaviness. Like they've been carrying around this pack for so long and just keep dumping stuff in it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's heavy. So there's a lot of heaviness on the first day. And I guess the best way to characterize it is on the last day before we leave. I mean, everybody's, you can visibly see the change in people's lives.
Wow.
On their faces, the way they walk, the way they talk. Yeah.
It's pretty cool. Yeah, well, that's important. And I mean, you know, we always hear these statistics about military suicide rates, right? And then we meet people that are not, that are, or we know of people, I mean, that it's not a statistic anymore. And I mean, can you help somebody again that's on the outside of that going, what is it? What is it that makes you kind of despair or lose the will to go on? Like, because why is that such a common thing that people either come back from deployment with, or people that have served in the military? What is it that kind of, when you're maybe back to civilian life or something, are you able to put your finger on like what that thing is? Or
I think it's different for everybody. Survivor's guilt's one. You know, why did our Humvee get blown up and I'm the only one that lived through it?
Right.
So that's a big one that we see there. Another big one is they joined the Marine Corps to fight and they didn't get to go to combat.
Oh.
So they feel less than.
Mm.
Would you agree with that, Chris? Or do you know Marines that kind of feel like that?
I do, yeah. You feel like, as Steve mentioned, you signed up for a purpose, and then at the end of the day, if that wasn't fulfilled, you're just like,
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, now what? Or now what? Why did I do this? Or what am I here supposed to do now? Or whatever. Yeah, yeah.
Or even if it's not a combat situation or whatever, you know, all the military people, they still go. They still, you know, they have to. A big thing with me was detached from my family. So you up and leave. And I mean, there's still stuff to deal with that.
Right.
You know, I mean, no matter what's going on in your role in the military, you still have a family. And they're still somewhere else.
Right.
The who's, the what's, the when's, the where. I mean, there's so many different factors.
That's good. I often think about one of the things that I think is probably inherent to military life is, and while I think it gets messy sometimes, is the idea of mission, of like, there's a mission, right? And the clearer the mission, the better, usually, well, always, right? But I know it's not always clear. And then I think it must feel probably for some guys, especially if they've been deployed, I'm totally just guessing, but that sometimes when you get back to civilian life or whatever, the mission is less clear, maybe, about like, well, what it was nice when things were clean cut. And now I don't exactly know what I'm supposed to do. Or like you said, there are some guys who like didn't make it out of that. And so that gets all mixed up with like, well, now what am I supposed to do? And so I've wondered about that, again, being somebody just kind of on the outside looking in, if there's a sense of like almost just feeling confused about, well, I don't know what I'm supposed to be about now, because it was actually kind of clear for me then. We had marching orders, we were like, all right, you had a schedule, you report to this place at this time. We do all these things and it's laid out. And I think honestly, as men especially, I think we really like that. I think we feel fulfilled by that, by having clarity of mission and go out and like accomplish the mission, right? Mm-hmm. And I feel like life, maybe life has always been this way, but I feel like life in 21st century America is so not that way normally. It's like, wow, you just feel like you're thrown in the middle of a maelstrom, right? Like a storm. And like, well, now what am I supposed to do? When it's like, boy, you know what was really nice is having some clarity about what I was actually, like each day, what I was supposed to do and being like with a team of people who all knew what we were about. So I'm just, again, outside looking in, that's been an observation that I've thought is a benefit in a way to being in the military. And I bet would feel kind of like culture shock or jarring stepping out of maybe some of those things. But you can tell me if I'm way off base there. That's just a guess. So what's your observation on some of that stuff?
I mean, Chris can answer this too probably, but you just nailed it. You pretty much just nailed it. I'm not a Marine. That's my family. Those are my brothers and sisters. But Marines struggle, and maybe every branch of service, with taking the uniform off. Mm. Now what?
Yeah.
You know? I did this. I was trusted with an F-18, working on an F-18. Now what am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
So that structure that, you know, the military provides, there's a comfortable factor to that.
Right.
You know, and security to that. And it's kind of, you know, I like being told what to do.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it gives you a sense of...
I don't have to think too much.
I get it. I think most of us are that way, at least on some level, having clarity.
Yeah. Right? I mean, I don't want to go back to that. I miss aspects of the military, but now I appreciate having my own business. But yeah, it's easier.
Right, right.
It's easier when you have that kind of structure.
So talk about then, Chris, your connection with Focus, because you brought Steve to me. It was like, man, we got to talk about Focus because this is a big deal. So talk about that a little bit.
So Steve and I, you know, we just met because the common denominator of the lake, you know, whatever the lake has its way of bringing people together.
You towed him.
Yeah. I mean,
right? Or whatever. Yeah.
Started off as a distressed boat on the lake. And, you know, now we're here, you know, trying to hopefully, you know, make some changes.
Yeah.
And then we just met through the towing and on the lake, and then common denominator about military, and then me being the Marines. And then another mentor for Focus was actually in one of my squadron. I was in his squadron. He was a pilot. And I, you know, was a mechanic on one of his jets, and they happened to know each other really well. And it was just ironic. I seen him on Facebook taking pictures together, and I was like, hey, I know that guy. And then they started talking, and then Steve told me about why they were gathered up together in the Focus Marine Foundation. And I kind of did a little bit of looking into that and a lot of talking, Steve telling me about it. And then I just reached out to that organization myself, honestly, and filled out the application, and they have a vetting phase. You know, it's not just, hey, here I am, take me. So they got a vetting phase to go through, and I hope that I have the honor to get accepted, because awesome. I want to go to that program to, one, look at myself.
Right, yeah.
And then two, be able to give back, so.
Yeah, that's great. Man, I love that. And leading by example there, that's good. So what would you say to people who are thinking, well, I don't know if that's for me, or maybe I do need, but I don't know, like that are on the fence. Like, well, I don't know, what's even a first step that people do? Like they go, what's the website, or what do they do to start like at least exploring
If they go to the website, it's focusmarines.org, and it comes right up, and you can see when the class dates are, you know, if you can fit into those. So they're offered every quarter. And then you can fill out an application. And just because you're filling out an application doesn't mean you have to go. You can get approved to go and not go for another year, mm-hmm. you know.
Right.
But there is a little bit of a vetting process to make sure, this guy was in the military.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Yeah. But it's open to all military.
All military.
Okay, yes. Got it.
Yeah.
And like, there are locations throughout the country? How's this set up?
No, so that's a great question.
Okay.
Because I did leave that out. So it's in Augusta, Missouri, which is probably about 30 minutes from Lambert Airport in St. Louis.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so that's
where a farm that we don't even know how many acres it is because the owner won't tell us. Marine.
You don't need to know, right?
every Everybody's a Marine there, which is pretty awesome. Nice. The guy's name's John Brower, and he has this farm, and rumors are it's 2,000 acres in Augusta, Missouri.
He won't tell you how big it is, but if you get too far out, you see that wire down there. Don't step on it.
That's right. And it's powered wire.
Nice. So that's where everybody converges for the week, is at that place, and you spend a week there?
Yes, everything's room and board. It's free of charge. If you're traveling from California or Alaska or whatever, that gets reimbursed to you. If you're driving there, your gas money gets reimbursed. Everything's free.
How does that happen? Like, I mean, this is just, it's a nonprofit, like a 501c3, people can donate.
Yes.
I mean.
Yep, and you can donate on the website too.
Okay. Yes. Okay, that's what I was going to say. I mean, if people want to help.
Thanks for asking that.
Yeah.
Go straight to the website.
Go to Focus Marine. I didn't even write it down.
It's focusmarines.org.
Focusmarines.org.
Yes.
And you can donate there, and you can also get an application and get connected and really maybe take the first step into like some change that needs to happen.
Yes.
So that's 100%. Cool. What else are we leaving out, or anything that we should add that people ought to be thinking about or know about with Focus or with Upstream or I don't know. Anything else?
I don't know. I feel veterans and even active duty, people are still in, you know, they haven't transitioned yet. I mean, they're just as susceptible as everybody else is.
Sure.
I know a lot of times, like Memorial Weekend's a big push of all the ones we've lost. And then Veterans Day, it's, here we go. You know, it's a lot more than two times a year.
Right.
I mean, it's 365.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's great. Well, thanks, guys, for the ways that you're, like, just putting this out in front of people. And leading by example too, because that's great. And we'll just tell folks again. So the places that people need to go from this episode, right, is focusmarines.org. Mm-hmm. Sign up if you think that you're that maybe that's the next step for you. Go do that. Or if this mission has like resonated with you, you can go there and donate. And if it's 501c3, you said, right?
So yes.
Tax deductible donation, you're good there.
And they can call me.
Okay.
Personally.
Great.
You can get my phone number off the web, but it's 573-746-9090.
Okay.
And if you're interested, call me.
Great. Yeah. Check out Breakaway Boat Rentals. We're going to hard pivot there. Yeah. Check out Breakaway Boat Rentals, for your rental needs.
Get your boat rental out there for this weekend on the lake so you can go watch the races see Exto and Lake Expo.
That's what I mean. We got all the things happening.
And we'll try not to break down this time.
Yeah. Don't break down. Don't break down in one of the boat rentals. Yeah. I mean, any of the, right. But if you do. Hey, you're good.
Upstream
you're
good. Has breakaway covered.
Upstream Towing, tell the website for that. Upstream.
Upstreamtowing.com. Local number 573-434-0963 or the 1-800 number, which is 1-877-UP-TOW-ME.
UP-TOW-ME. That's good. That's good. I like that. And then if people want to not have to pay Chris for their tow, because we'll pay him, then they should join X-Tow. And that's just lakexto.com. And then if you use promo code SHOOTOUT right here in shootout season, you'll actually get, it's normally $159 for a Captain's Club membership, but you'll get a membership for $99. It saves you $60 for your first year, renews at $159. Again, people get like fuel discounts. It's way worth it. I mean, if you ever get towed one time, it paid for years of membership and then the fuel discounts and all that stuff. People are happy. That's why we have hundreds of members and the ranks are growing. So check out all those places. And again, look for Upstream and Lake Expo out on the shootout race course. Make sure to check out Focus Marines Foundation. And I think that's all I got. That has been our take on the lake. Thank you guys for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Stay anchored, stay curious, and we'll see you soon.